Hello.
Hello, my name is Dorothy. Return the call from Alabama Department of Labor Unemployment Division. This call is recorded for quality assurance purposes. May I speak to the person who requested this call back?
Yes, this is him.
How may I assist you?
Yes, I was calling to file for unemployment.
Okay, I can assist you with that. May I have your Social Security number?
421-514-7-01.
For security purposes, can you please repeat your Social Security number?
421-514-7-01.
Okay, thank you. May I have your date of birth?
July 10th.
I'm sorry, may I have your first and last name?
Jalen Peters.
And may I have your date of birth?
July 10th, 2000.
May I have your mother's maiden name?
For what, talking about she was born with? Oh, Felicia Dunn.
Okay. Maiden name means her last name only.
Oh, I meant done. Done.
And do you have a driver license?
State ID.
What is your state ID number?
1-10-40-20-72.
Just a second here. And what was your mother's name, you say?
Felicia Dunn.
Okay. Okay. Because that's what you have on here, and we have to correct that. So the next question I would be asking you is why is there's a different name used, but I see you put your full name.
Ma'am.
No, I was just saying, you put your mother's full name. I had to fill out a form and ask you why, but you all had already answered the question. I was just filling out that form so I could send it in. And get that taken care of for you. So in the future, if you try to do it online, you can be able to do it online because that's taken care of. Okay, you do not have an active claim. And what is your preferred language?
You say I don't have an active claim.
No. So we have to file your new claim. You don't have, it says you do not have an active claim, so we have to file it. When it tells me that, then I have to file your claim.
Okay.
Okay. And what is your preferred language?
What you mean preferred?
What is your preferred language?
I never been through this before.
Okay, that's why I'm asking these questions. I'm not.
English.
Okay. Do you have difficulty speaking, reading, writing, or understanding English?
No.
Okay, we have to go over the false acknowledgement with you. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud. Hello?
Yes, ma'am.
Is this a bad time to return your call back, Jayla? You want to give us a call back?
I mean, I'm filing for the unemployment. My mama told me to do it 'cause for the simple fact that my job, like, they said they terminated me, but then again, they said that I quit, but I didn't never quit. How can you prove that I quit? Y'all told me to wait it out over a situation that somebody else had going on. You see what I'm saying?
I understand.
You calling me a
I do apologize. If you call to file a claim, that's what we're doing. But we're asking questions. If you don't feel comfortable asking these questions, you're more than welcome to file your claim online. I don't need what happened at your job right now. I'm trying to get questions on your claim here so we can get your claim processed.
All right.
But if it's not convenient for you to give us a call back when it's convenient for you.
I can talk to you right now.
Okay. You understand that knowingly making a false statement and/or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is considered a fraud.
Yes, ma'am.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine and/or imprisonment up to 5 years and could affect your ability to receive future benefits.
Yes, ma'am. You heard me. I said yes, ma'am.
Did you file for or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TA benefits?
Hold on, say it again.
Have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and needs only to file for TAA benefits?
No.
Did you receive a notification that you have a TRA certification?
No.
May I have your first name?
Jalen.
And spell it for me, please.
Jalen.
Do you have a middle initial that you want to use?
D.
Your last name.
Peters.
Spell it, please.
Peters.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No.
Have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No.
May I have your phone number beginning with your area code?
256 52, I mean 256 888 8163.
Verify that phone number.
256 888 8163.
Okay. Do you have a driver license?
Got an ID.
ID, is that a, okay. Is that an Alabama non-driver's ID?
Yes.
Verify your date of birth.
July 10th, 2000.
I'm sorry, what's that date?
July 10th, 2000.
You verify your race?
African American.
Verify your gender?
Male.
Jalen, what is the highest grade you completed in school?
11.
Are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
Did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
May I have your residential address? I just need your full and complete street address only.
L20 Lynn Drive.
Lynn, Lyn.
Yes.
Is that in
Apartment 70. Apartment 705.
Your city?
Jacksonville, Alabama. Do it have to be what's on my ID?
This information you give me, whatever you give me, that's what I put in.
All right.
If that's your address, that's where your mail will come to. Your zip code.
36265.
Is your mailing address same as your residential address?
Yeah.
Okay, I have 720 Lynn Drives, apartment 705, Jacksonville, Alabama, 36265. Is that information correct?
Yes.
What was your last occupation? What was your job title at your
what
last?
You
what was occupation is your job title?
Field technician.
And when you mean field technician, what are you talking about?
You see what I'm talking about? Construction.
So you was a construction worker?
Yes.
Are you looking for work in your usual occupation as a construction worker?
Yes.
Do you obtain work through a union?
Ma'am?
Do you obtain work through a union?
Yes.
What is your union hiring
Wait,
number?
Hold on. What you mean? Hold on. What you mean through a union? Like its own company?
No, a union is where you're paying dues every month.
Yeah. Yeah.
What
Yeah,
is
I can give you the number. It's 256 Sam, oh. Sam, hold on.
Okay, what are you giving me?
I'm giving you my job number. You said unit.
That's not what I'm speaking of. A union is
What you
somewhere.
ask?
Do you obtain work through a union? A union hiring hall?
Is that like a bank or something?
No, it's not. No bank. Is it it's
I
union?
just say no.
Okay. Are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
Jalen, did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
Are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation?
Yes.
Are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
Since Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
A 180 miles.
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
What you mean? What you mean one way? Like the farthest I go to a job?
How many miles are you willing to travel one way to a job?
180 miles.
Okay. What is the lowest hourly wage that you will accept?
Zero.
What is the lowest hourly wage you will accept?
Oh,
Okay, Jalen.
$15.
Okay, earlier we asked if this is a good time to call you. Okay, can we could have called you back. Your
No,
call
I'm asking a question.
your claim is done on a timely manner. Okay. If we're not finished filing this claim, which we're not, because we're not even halfway, your call is going to drop. Whatever's the information I have in hand, you have to get call another representative call you back. You have to start all over.
All right, I called it now. I'm sorry.
I mean, because it's not convenient, because where you're going is not convenient for you right now. You know.
All right, my fault. I called it.
Okay. Thank you for calling.